We're not just talking about how to manage your money. We're going to be talking about how this transforms your life.
Yeah. So today we're going to give you three reasons that you need to get out of debt as soon as possible. Three reasons that hopefully are going to connect and you're going to relate to and you're going to understand. And it's going to give you the motivation to stop just thinking about it or stop putting it back in the back corner, back burner, and just really get on it to take care of it. Take care of that debt immediately.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
All right. So reason number one, by having debt, you're carrying a huge burden.
Yeah. You may not realize it. A lot of times when people come to us, they think, I'm stressed about money. I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck or whatever. And we get it. We understand. But the real underlying reason for that stress and for that living paycheck to paycheck is probably because you have a lot of debt payments that you're making. Yeah. And that is actually the problem. If you didn't have all those debt payments, your budget would be much more simple. It would be much more doable. You would have more money to mess up with. But since you have all of those debts, it's actually affecting you. So what we're saying is you may not realize that is what's affecting you, but it is. And it's a very heavy burden. Like the Bible says, the borrower is slave to the lender. And I just get that imagery of being weighed down and chained when you have debt.
We have a lot of people who come to us and say that their relationship's a mess, their kids are not doing well, they're stressed at work, they don't like their job, their house is a disaster. There's so many underlying things going on in their life. But the reality is that they could just get their finances in order. Yeah. How much of that is just magically transformed? Because all that actual stress is really coming from them being frustrated about their money.
Absolutely. And I can trace this back to before we got out of debt and when we were trying to learn how to budget and stuff. I know, like, I was not a nice person to be around, like, the day before payday. And we're going to have enough food. It's going to be fine. We're never starving. That's so silly to say it. But it just felt like everything was on, like Vanessa said, on edge. And I was just always waiting and I was anxious. And then on payday, wow, let's just be the
nicest. Everything's better.
I'm the nicest mom and wife ever you've ever met. Let's go. Yeah. Everything's fine. And if you ever experience that, then you know what we're talking about. Your money, I remember my pastor saying, you don't think that you're controlled by money. You're like, I'm not greedy. I don't think about money. I'm not trying to be rich on a yacht or whatever. So you think you're good, but really money does steer your attitude, your thoughts, a lot of your decisions, whether or not you can say yes or not. No is not always based on what you want to say. It's based on money controlling that decision. And that comes with having debt.
Well, your relationships as well. We talked about how you show up at work. Are you nice to your boss? Do you have a team that you have to work with? And are you nice to them? Like, how are you reacting at work specifically in terms of just your demeanor, right? Yeah. Even to your customers. If you're in customer service, are you nice to them? But in the back of in your mind, you're like super stressed about all of your money and how much you're not making enough. And there's just so much that goes into it. So bottom line, you're not showing up 100% in the way that you could be if you didn't have as much debt or any debt.
Yeah, absolutely. And without what we know is true is if you don't have the burden of debt, then you're able to focus on what really matters for you, whatever that means. Maybe it's you can be present with your family. Maybe it's more quality time because you're not trying to pick up extra shifts or do this other stuff at work because you're trying to pay off this debt or whatever. You're having less financial strain. Therefore, you can show up better in these little moments here and there. Yeah.
And how many of you guys aren't sleeping well at night?
Yeah.
How many of you guys are staying up late, pulling up your bank account?
Or you just wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, I wasn't going to think about that, but here I am awake at 4 a.m.
Yeah, for sure. We know that it happens because we hear about it happening a lot. And so we don't want that for you. We want you to have 8 hours of soundless sleeping because everybody needs that and deserves that.
Yeah. And so here's the other thing. It's not just weighing you down emotionally. It is also weighing down your budget. And so reason number two that you should definitely get out of debt as soon as possible is that you want options, right? Or if you have debt in your budget, it's taking away your options.
You're paying for your past. Those minimum payments that you list out on your budget that you're required to pay that month, that is paying for past decisions that you have made. So you cannot fund a different future for yourself.
Yeah. I think if you look at the way that we teach to budget, the fact that your income comes in and then we have you put the debt first, really, if you look at that, it really shows you how much you're paying for the past and how much your budget, your income, your money cannot go toward anything else. So it's keeping you from funding a different future. You might not be able to put certain things in your budget or increase certain things in your budget because all of those debt payments are there. And so every dollar that's going toward debt payments is a dollar that you cannot spend on your future or even your present. Hey, even if you want to do something today or this month, you can't because all of those dollars are going to debt.
Well, I know we were talking about, Shana, you had referenced going to church and whether or not you go out to eat with your family afterwards or your pastor talking about how much your money is affecting your decisions. Being able to tithe, like how we have so many of our clients that want to tithe and they like just feel like they can't because their money is all going towards debt payments. So we know that we don't want that for you. Yeah. So when your paychecks come in, think about how much of that money is going towards debt.
Yep.
Like just add it up.
Yep. So I have a client, she's a nurse. I have a lot of clients that are nurses actually.
We have a lot of people in the healthcare field.
And she gets two paychecks a month and they're $1,900 or so, give or take, depending as you nurses, you can pick up shifts or get called off or whatever. And it's, I love it. I love budgeting. I'm sure you do too. When you can't count on a steady paycheck, but give or take, whatever. And she, it's like with nurses, what's really cool is they only have to work only a couple days.
So right.
They have some time off. Anyway, point being, her paychecks come in around $1,900. And she has to send out almost a whole paycheck, like $1,000, $1,091 in debt payments every month. And that's with the car that's paid off. And that's not including a mortgage. So if you think about all of those paychecks that are coming in, when we talked about in the opening, when 30% of your income's going toward debt, that's obviously more. And so she, if you think about for her every week, one, at least one full shift that she's working is going directly to debt. And then she gets to keep maybe the other shift or two shifts.
And then you're like forced to try to make it work. Yeah. So it's like, how can I squeeze a whole week's of or 2 weeks of groceries out of the rest of this money? So it's really hard.
Yeah.
I had a client one time, he was amazing. He just literally transformed his life in 18 months. He started off with $4,000 a month in income and $1,900 a month was going towards minimum payments and debt. So he got a second job and really thought about what he wanted for his life. And he couldn't get out of the military. He felt like he couldn't get out and pursue the career that he wanted to because he was weighed down with his debt payments. Because the military has steady income, it's very secure. And so it was a safe option for him. And he went from that to quitting or getting out of the military, moving, selling his house. He paid off his car. And he his income stayed the same when he changed jobs, which was fine, but it was in a career that he loved. And then he was actually putting $2,400 a month towards savings, his new house fund, but he couldn't do that before.
Yeah. And a lot of times on this podcast, we don't spend that much time talking about debt. It's not everybody's problem that they come to us,
right.
But it is a big percentage. And you can see how much of a difference it can make to get out of debt when you look at his story. And then I have a currently clients that they started off, they bring in $10,000 a month, which is awesome. They make good money, right? But when we started, they had $2,400 of that. So a quarter of that, 25% of their income going toward debt. And that is not a good feeling. I told them though, as soon as they started, I said, look at how much money you guys are going to have when you're out of debt. You're going to be literally rolling in the dough. I told them, you're going to go get cash out and you guys are going to do snow angels because it's going to be bananas. You're going to feel so much less burdened when you don't have to have a quarter of your income going out in debt.
Right.
And so they started out at 2,474, they paid off a couple cards. So now that they've got, now they're paying $2,046 a month in debt, right? So they got $400 back into their budget, which is actually still going toward debt,
but you had that wiggle room added.
Everything that they pay off, they just get a little lighter. You want to me, what you want in life is to have as, or wait, this is just a thing with finances, not what you want in life, but you want to have as light of a footprint as possible, right? Like you want to cost the least amount to live mm-hmm. as possible so that you, the rest of your money can go toward the things that we're going to talk about here sooner. So for them, they got $400 lighter, right? Their footprint, their budget is $400 lighter.
Yeah. Bottom line, being in debt is keeping you at a job that you may not like. It's keeping you from maybe moving. Maybe you've had this dream to move to another state or a different part of the state and you can't. Maybe you can't retire right now. You can't even go on vacation.
You can't even think. Maybe you're not even thinking about how you that you can retire.
And maybe you've had a situation in your house where you need to remodel, like maybe a bathroom or a kitchen or, and I don't mean like a massive upgrade, like something's not working and you need to be able to fix it, but you really can't because you're stuck in debt payments.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of ways that debt just limits your options, right?
Yeah.
It's keeping you in probably in the status quo that you may not, that you have bigger dreams for than just the status quo, but the debt is keeping you there. But the cool thing is the number one best, awesome, exciting reason to get out of debt right now is because you have big dreams.
Yeah, for sure. So imagine your paycheck and it's all about doing what you want to do. So it's not about what you're having to pay off. It's about what you want to do now and what you want to do in the future. And that, guys, is called financial freedom.
Yes. I think about my husband because he loves to do the math and I had to work a whole hour for that or whatever, you know.
Oh, goodness.
And so I just think about when your paycheck comes in and you worked hard for all that money or whoever, right? Whatever, however it's all working, the money comes in, you're not having to pay any of that on debt. Imagine that. Imagine you get to tell all of that money where to go to fund the future, to fund what the big dreams and stuff are. And yeah. Right now, maybe you get some of that and you're like, how much of this do I really get to allocate? Because all of it is mandated for
right.
me. But your paycheck can come in and you get to keep it all. That's exciting.
Yeah. Think about when you, and we always, when we start coaching couples for the first time, like one of the questions we ask them is like, what are your goals? What are you striving for? What are some things that you want to accomplish? And sometimes it's the first time that they had thought about this since they maybe got married mm-hmm. or got engaged and it may have been a minute. So knowing your why, knowing your reason, but this, like having less debt or no debt at all, allows you to dream again. It allows you to envision a life, this future that you guys want to spend together. What do you want to be doing when your kids graduate high school? Like sometimes we can't even think that far ahead because we're so stuck in the everyday,
yeah.
right? What we want to do is have a vision, have that picture of what your life is going to look like so you can make a plan on how to get there.
Yeah. So think right now, real quick, first couple things that come to your mind. What are your big dreams? What are your big goals? Because spoiler alert, they kind of cost money.
Everything right? comes back to money somehow.
They're going to need money. Whether, like Vanessa said, if it's some of these things like you want to travel or you want to start a new business, you're going to need money to fund that. Mm-hmm. But even if you're just like most of our clients where you have very simple goal, you just want to feel better. You want to feel peace. You want to be more present. You don't want to be obsessing about money. Like that still is going to require you to get this money thing figured out. So money is going to be part of any of these great, big, exciting dreams that you have. And the number one thing to do to get that on the right domino effect is to get out of debt.
I remember our call that we had with Monica. And so she said, I don't want anything big and fancy. I literally just want financial peace. I want to be able to have my money organized, have it automated. And so that way there's peace. And I'm like, I just love that. We hear that a lot. People just want to know that things are going to be okay. Mm-hmm. They have goals, they have dreams, and they can achieve them.
Yep. So let's recap. There are three reasons mm-hmm. that you need to get out of debt as soon as possible. The first one is because you're carrying a big burden and you don't need to be doing that anymore.
Yes.
You need to be all done with that. Number two, you want options. Right now, maybe debt's keeping you stuck, keeping you feeling stuck and keeping you in the status quo that you don't feel like you have options. And number three is you have big dreams. We know you do. We know you do. Maybe like Vanessa said, you haven't really thought about it in a while, but we know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And getting out of debt is what's going to allow you to do that.
And you deserve to live out those dreams. You deserve to have the opportunity to be able to see them play out. And without debt payments, it's going to allow you to get there sooner and you're going to be able to live it.
Mm-hmm. If you want some help with this, obviously you can grab our signature budget template. You can go to myideobalance.com/budget. It's going to help you plan this and really get it all out on paper, out of your head, onto a spreadsheet. It's digital paper, right? So that you can start to get to closer to living those dreams that you have.
Yeah, it's simple. It's organized. It's pretty. It's easy. It makes sense. There's a course that comes with it. Shows you exactly how to use it. Like Shana said, myideobalance.com/budget. Check it out. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.